Welcome to another episode of the Money and Business Hero podcast, where we talk about the three pillars of financial success: money mindset, money management, and money making. My name is Florian Fritz, and my guest today is a serial entrepreneur. She owns a wrecking yard in California, multiple Chrome extension companies, and now scales a coaching company dedicated to helping community owners to monetize their tribes. Welcome to the show, Kim Dang.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. Definitely, I realized that I'm in my team member Zoom room. So that's why you're like, what is that name? I'm excited to be here. Thanks.
Great to have you. Thank you for coming. Now, the combination you have, a wrecking yard and multiple online businesses, is a funny combination. How did that happen?
Yeah. So I started off in high school selling stuff on eBay, and I would go to school, and at the end of the day, I'll just start selling items on eBay. One of my friends at school was selling just random, just like lamps and items on eBay, and he hired me to help him list things. And that's when I learned that process. I said, oh wow, you can make money on your own. Like, you don't really need to go and get a job. And he's like, yeah, I don't. And I said, that's great. And so in that journey, we both saw that car parts sold really well on eBay. And he looked into that, the licensing of it. He started a little company selling car parts. And so I saw that, like, you know, someone else could do it, and that person is my age. And I said, oh well, this is possible for maybe me too. And I looked into it too, and I said, hey, I'm gonna make one too. And he's like, cool. And what I did was I did a lot of research and looked up wrecking yards in California, and I would go and talk to their employees, and I poached one of their employees to come and work with me as my partner, because he already knew all the logistics. And so I still went to college though after high school, because my parents wanted me to become a doctor. I didn't want to become a doctor, but I went to college anyways, because I got accepted into UCLA. It's like a nicer school and pretty prestigious. So I said, okay, maybe I'll go to school and see what college is about, but I'm still probably going to do this eBay thing. And so during college, I couldn't juggle two things at once. Of course, college is very demanding. So I just set my eBay stuff aside. I would do it on the weekends. I would sell shoes that I would collect from shoe stores that were overstocked. Because I wasn't in the right mindset to buy cars yet. I was just doing research and talking to the guy. And then when everyone graduated and I had to go get a job, my friends went off to medical school and engineering school. And I said, well, I'm going to do this instead of going to medical school and higher education or getting a master's. I moved to Hesperia, which is a more desert town in California, where there's just industrial buildings, by myself. And I just, before that, I rented a warehouse, and I saved up all my money during college. I still like graduated with student loan debt, but I saved as much cash money as I could possibly save up. And that was enough for me to rent a warehouse and part out a couple of cars. When I parted them out, I hired people locally, and they like took apart the cars, and my partner and I, we would just take pictures and post it online. And within just a couple of weeks, the car parts we listed started selling almost immediately and sold out. And I said, wow, this really works. So I did that for about 5 years. During that time, one of the warehouses that we expanded to, the landlord just was like, hey, Kim, I'm just going to use this warehouse for some other purpose. So we lost a lot of money in inventory. And that's when it made me look into how do I have a business that is independent of physical inventory and very little overhead costs. I don't have to deal with a bunch of in-person people, labor either. Because yeah, I like 20 something year old kid commanding other people around, they like did not respect me. And also I talk like this. So when I hired
in that industry,
they're
right?
Like it's not respecting me at all. So I had to pretend to be the secretary to get them to do things. So it didn't feel congruent. And my friend Rachel Esley, she was a digital marketer at the time. And she's like, Kim, you should try affiliate marketing. You don't need to have any products. People click on your affiliate links and then you get money that way. And I said, okay, let's try that. And that entered me into the world of Facebook groups. And when I got into Facebook groups, I saw that people were giving up their information because you can ask three questions to a group. They were giving up their phone number, their email address, and what is it that they do when they come into a group. And all that data disappears once you click approve. And I noticed that, oh, wow, is there a tool online that can like keep this data? Because this is valuable data. And I looked into that. There were solutions. There were in the form of Chrome extensions that just scrapes that information and push it to a Google Sheet. And at the time, since I have experience hiring people overseas to list stuff for me on eBay, I just went to the same source. It's called Upwork. And I said, create a Chrome extension that lets me get emails from Facebook groups so I could build it for myself. And I got the tool back and I said, wait, this is it. I don't need to go into affiliate marketing because no one was clicking on my affiliate links. No one was buying from me directly. I sucked at affiliate marketing, but I said, wait, I can sell this tool. And within my email list at the time for my Facebook group, it was only 25 emails. I said, hey guys, I have this tool. Does anyone want to do it? And two people said yes to pay me $7 a month. From one email blast. And so I saw that, wow, out of 25 people, two people said yes to paying me $7 a month for nothing, for a pixel, for code online that I didn't even code. Okay. And I leaned into that really heavily. And within a week, I was making $1,500 monthly reoccurring income. And within 2 weeks, I was making over $2,000. And within a month, I was making over five. So I saw that this was a solution that's much bigger than me. It's a solution that can help other people escape out of like a 9-to-5 job or pay for their mortgage or things like that. Because it only cost me $380 for the little Chrome extension that I turn around to make thousands per month in 1 month. So I said, this can happen all day, every day for like other people. So I started teaching that. And then that grew into now my education business that helps people create passive reoccurring income with their own tool. And part of that journey is how do you have your list, which is how do you monetize from a Facebook group? So a lot of my users, now that we have over 13,000 subscribers for that tool, I started reaching out to them and going, hey, you know, you're using a tool that's pretty cool, but if you want to learn how to monetize from your group that you're getting emails from, have a conversation with my team. They'll have a conversation with my team and we will invite them into my implementation program, my mastermind, and they upsell into the mastermind. And the mastermind, I have like seven coaches teaching them all of the things from sales, copy, marketing, in terms of them monetizing their Facebook group. So now we have hundreds of clients gone through our program at the higher level. And I host in-person events for my tribe. Clients fly in from all over the world. And we have workshops as well in person. And we have virtual workshops happening every single month. So this is where we're at now. And along the way, because I taught people how to create passive reoccurring income with their little tools, I saw which tool was more successful. And I was able to buy out the tools that my students created as cash flowing businesses. So I started acquiring businesses that were really tiny. Like I would pay $10,000, $20,000 for a business that's making $1,000 a month because they didn't want to do it for the rest of their life, or they had a baby coming along and they wanted to pay for their baby, something like that, like the birth. So I would say, hey, here's cash. Let me get your business. And I know how to grow it and I'm going to stick with it. So they're like, oh, okay. And so they would do that trade with me. And it would take about 10 months, 12 months for me to make the money back sometimes, or 2 to 3 months if I like injected with growth strategies. But now I have like 9 Chrome extension businesses, and they're making anywhere from 5, 10, 20, 50,000 a month, $100,000 a month, giving me that passive income so that I can now go and build out my education business to help people do the same. So that's where we are today. I know it was a lot.
long story, but congratulations. Great, amazing job. Now, yeah. The first two questions actually come up hearing the story. The first thing you taught were people how to create their own Chrome extensions, their own little program that creates passive income. Now, how do you do that? How do you come up with an idea that people want?
Yeah, so I teach you how to come up with the idea by several strategies. I call them my Chrome Boss Commandments. If it's a heck yes or a heck no, Kim Dang approved. So one of the commandments is there's always abundance. One of the things I show you to do is in marketplaces, you can see Chrome extensions that are already there and you can see the velocity of their growth. So some Chrome extensions, it will say how many users they have. And 1 week they'll have like 1,000 users. The next week they'll have 3,000. So, oh my gosh, this Chrome extension is growing rapidly. Okay, this is a good idea to enter. I tell people model and then add on to it later. And there are more customers in this lifetime that you can ever hope to serve. So one of my clients, Franco, he told me, hey, can I do this? Can I create this? Can I make this extension happen that lets me organize my messenger messages? Because on Facebook, messenger message is a mess. It's a jungle. It's like so many people messaging you. So a Chrome extension, his Chrome extension overlays Facebook and we'll add a little tag next to the name of that person, whether that person's a cold, hot, warm lead, and pushes that information to a Google Sheet. And so I said, yeah, that's totally possible, probably exists right now. So we looked it up. There were some people already doing it, but I said, this is your own version. Go do it. And when he did it, he launched it. He charged $97 a month for it. Now he has nearly 2,000 subscribers. So after he passed 1,000 and he was making $97 a month passive income, he was like, this is great. Like this funds his live events because he does education and he has an agency as well. One of the commandments was, you know, even if other people have made it, just, you know, you having only 1,000 people in the whole 2 billion, because Facebook has over 2 billion active users online, that's a substantial amount to help you with your business, help you with your life. And so that's one example of one of the commandments that I follow. You can actually follow the breadcrumb of success down to the author of on these marketplaces, down to the author of that extension. You can click on their bio and you can see all the other Chrome extensions that they published. If you go into any kind of marketplace and there's information revealed about the founder person, you can see what else did they do. So I say, hey, now that you found one, you can find the others and you can go and follow that breadcrumb. That's why all my Chrome extensions are not unique ideas. They're just a copy of another one that's successful already and has traction. So that's one example where don't have to think, kind of be mindless and go for what works by these marketplaces. There's this website called Chromeflix. It's like a Netflix for Chrome extensions, where you can see the velocity of the growth of these Chrome extensions. And for those of you who are listening in and thinking like, what's a Chrome extension? It's a little tiny tool that sits on your Chrome browser. You might know LastPass, you might know like password, you know, it saves your password, or Honey, and it lets you know what to buy that's cheaper. It'll pop up, it's like, oh, we found another store that's cheaper, or an ad block. The most common Chrome extension is probably ad block on your Chrome browser. However, the majority of the world only has a few Chrome extensions installed on their browser. So when you make your own, what you create is your own branding. They see these two other Chrome extensions, then they see your brand before they see all of the internet. So every single time they open up their browser, I say that you have vision real estate. You get that reminder with them every single day, however multiple times a day they open up their browser. So that's a Chrome extension. You don't have to have Facebook. You don't have to build Facebook to have a Facebook Chrome extension. Just like for me, I didn't build Facebook. Mark did, Mark Zuckerberg did. But my Chrome extension capitalizes on the current traffic that already exists. People are already trying to get information from Facebook groups. They are already on Facebook. So if I have a Chrome extension for Facebook groups, if I even get like 1,000 people to pay me $97 a month, or $100 a month, that's an extra $100,000 reoccurring income per month that I can have. And the neat thing about this is you, one virtual assistant that you pay probably overseas or something for like $10, $15 an hour, or even less, $5 an hour, can handle thousands, 10 to 15,000 subscribers. So your overhead cost for all of the thousands of subscriptions and hundreds of thousands of dollars per month is as low as $2,000 to take care of all of those support tickets. So it's really cool. Like the margin is really, really high for that type of business. But yeah, you don't have to reinvent the wheel, going back to your question of ideas.
Awesome. So if I don't have an idea myself, I just go to Chromeflix and check what's running very well. And what I, and then I copy something, some of the best performing Chrome extensions, and then I need to market them, right?
Yeah, yeah. And we teach you how to do the marketing and everything else as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so where do I sell them?
You sell them on marketplaces that exist. You can also sell them by building up your own list. I show people how to sell them by running a contest. So it's like, hey, do you want to get a lifetime license of this tool? This is what this tool does. And they say, yeah, I would like to get a lifetime license. And it sends them to enter this contest to win a lifetime license. And the upsell would be, hey, this is one time. We're going to charge a one-time price. This is the only time you can buy it for a lifetime. It's $297. And they're like, oh, wow. Okay, I'll buy it once. You know, I don't have to pay monthly. Great. And they opt into that. But if they say no, then it's like, hey, this is the only time we'll charge per month. This is the lowest it's going to ever be per month. This is pre-launch pricing. Would you like it? And then they go and they're like, okay, I'll pay, you know, $20 a month. Sure. And if they say no to that, it goes even lower to another one, $10 a month. And if they say no to that, it'll send them to a thank you page. And the thank you page has a up viral embedded sharing option where it's like, thank you for entering the contest. If you like to more chances to win, make sure you share it on all your social media. So every single time they share it, a point is tracked for their shares. So they're coming into a contest and then they're exiting out of that contest, sharing the contest with all their email list and all their people. So that's one way for you to quickly build a list up very quickly from like a teeny amount of people paying attention to you. Now, that's one way. Another way that I have people do marketing is literally do a training where, for me, I have a 5-day training that's free, and I run ads to a 5-day training into a Facebook group. Inside of the group, I do a 5-day training, and in the 5-day training, I'm teaching them about the benefits of monetizing from a group. And then I pitch my program. It's a one-to-many pitch, and we'll convert 3 to 5% of a colder audience into the higher ticket offer. Our higher ticket program is at least a 5-figure investment, so it's kind of sizable. However, the first step, that the first homework that they get when they come into the free training, is get group convert, you know, get my free 14-day free trial of my software, because you're going to have to utilize the software to go through this training. So it's very much embedded into this training modality. And with the training, if they don't interact, they don't do the homework, they don't commit, they get kicked out of the training. So it forces them into making a decision. And that decision is they're either in or out. The majority of them stay in because they want to get access to the training. It's a very high value training that shows them how to make money from their Facebook groups. So they're like, okay, I'm going to stay in here. And so that's another way to run a training that's free. And it's kind of like a webinar, but it includes homework. It includes more than one day, and there's interaction. And during the meantime, when people are enrolling, we have congratulations posts that sends out into the group. And so there's social proof. There's like people signing up during the training and being celebrated for it, so they could talk to each other as well. And then more signups happen from then. And you can always downsell into a community package that is a monthly membership that includes your software in there. So the monthly membership could be as low as $97 a month. So if they don't come into your bigger package, your, you know, $10,000, $20,000 package, they could say yes to the membership. And the $97 a month, everyone can sign up to $97. It's just something that ends up happening if they watch your training for like 3 days. And in terms of the training itself, you show up for only 30 to 40 minutes a day, and that's it. And you're talking to your people in a short period of time, and you're conditioning them. You're breaking down all their objections on why the method works, why your formula works. And then when you go and you pitch, it's just a warm invitation to come and, you know, learn from you the process. So yeah, those are two ways that you can do to market.
Great. Thank you. So two ways to sell your Chrome extension. Now, the next step or the next chapter was monetizing Facebook groups. What are the most important steps for that?
Yeah, so monetizing Facebook groups is what I just described, a training into a group. Instead of trying to go live all the time inside of a Facebook group, so one of my software, Try Group Flow, it's a software that lets you scrape leads from other groups that you don't own. So it'll scrape the leads and it'll put it into a pipeline. Every single piece of the pipeline has a message template and that you can go and send a message out to bring people from cold from other groups into your own. Now, it's the same marketing process where you do a training, you pitch one to many into the group. So I have clients who come to me, like Tyler. He had a $500 course and he's like, Kim, I just need more eyeballs. My course is good. He teaches SEO, search engine optimization. It's only $500. And he had a dead group, 400 people. They're not engaging. And I said, okay, well, you can do a training. So 2 weeks from now, let's send people into a training group, just a group just for the training, and invite the people who are dead in your 400 and put it into the training group. And you're going to go live. When you go live, you're going to say this, and then you're going to pitch like this. And we're going to add an extra zero to your program. So instead of 500, it's 5,000. So I told him, go pitch it. And 2 weeks after, He jumped on a call with the team. He watched a few videos and he did his pitch, and he enrolled 13 people of his group that was dead into his $5,000 program. So he went from these 2 to 10K months struggling to sell $500 to now he did 66,000 when he pitched. So he's like, Kim, I made $66,000 2 weeks into your program. And I'm like, yeah, because it's only 13 people in the whole world, but you're pitching a bigger package. And all I did to change his package was I said, well, it's a course and they don't get any access to you, but can you show up twice a week to do group coaching, like Q&A? And he said, okay, I can do that. So he works 8 hours a month for that $66,000. And I told him to do it again the next month. And he did over $100,000 the second time. And he just gets better and better at it. But that's essentially the model. Like, you do it, and then the third time that you launch, you can stream a version, a recording into that group. So the best way to monetize a Facebook group is to do a training, send people into the group, don't open up the group till the day before the training. When you open it, approve everyone so they flood in to the group. And when they flood in, you start them off with homework right away. Like, hey, step one, do this. And they'll start doing the homework, doing the commitment, showing up to your training. And then when you pitch, you're like, hey guys, you like that training? Well, how would you like to continue this momentum into the next year? What would your life look like if I can help you continue this momentum? And I have a saying called movement equals magic. So as they're doing the homework, as they're interacting with each other, they don't want to stop that movement because they actually went through breakthroughs with the homework and the interaction, that some of them are like, you know what? I did more in this training than I took action for the last 6 months. I'm going to continue. So they come into your program that way. And you can do it from the comfort of your own home. So yeah, that's one way to monetize using Facebook groups. And I think it's the most effective way.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Now we have two ways to make money with Chrome extensions and with Facebook groups. That works with any topic of Facebook group, right? You can do a training about everything.
Yeah, any topic. We have clients who teach the Akasha records. Kate Sun did $18,000 teaching people how to read the universe. We also have energy healing coaches that are more, in their own terms, woo-woo. They're like, Kim, I teach the woo-woo stuff. Can this still happen? And Cheryl and Cecilia, their offer was $5,555 to teach energy healing, and they still did $49,000. And they pitched, they just enrolled 10 people. So on average is around 9 to 15 people that you're enrolling group coaching into your offer. So, but if you multiply like 10 times 5,000, you know, that's a good chunk. That's 50,000 that you're making in 5 days. It's really good. So, energy healing coach, we have Akasha records reading coach, we have men's empowerment coaching, we have people who don't even coach. April Dodson has an agency call center. So it works for agencies, it works for real estate people, it works for e-com people to sell more of their products. Our own list is, we prefer to work with high ticket coaches and course creators, because in 2 weeks coming into our program, they're enrolling an extra 9 to 15 people. So they're making, like, if their offer is 5K, they're making an extra $45,000 to $75,000 in 2 weeks. And that's like the best return on investment, because they're pitching one to many. So that it just works for everything. But in terms of our preference of who we work with the implementation program that we have, we just tell you exactly what to say, how to pitch, how to fill up your group with the right people, and you just go. You do it. We love to work with coaches, course creators, and agencies. So that's our perfect fit client base.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Now, how important is money for you, Kim?
Money is, I believe, a vehicle to help me experience life in a different way. So money, I spend on experiences more than stuff. So I only have like one purse. I have a few shoes. I don't splurge like crazy. But I'll spend $60,000 to do a 3-day event for my tribe, for my clients. So I'll like splurge on that. Like right now I live in a penthouse. So it's more like I care about the experience. I took my whole family on vacation flight to Vietnam from California. I paid for like nine of my family members to fly, all expense paid trip to Vietnam, paid for everything, all their stay there. And it cost me around close to $15,000 for 2 weeks. But, you know, to me, it's like I want them to have that experience fully paid for. And I took my team members out to Bali, all expenses paid. We went ATVing, we went white water rafting, we went snorkeling. Every single day we did activities morning till night, and we bonded. And so to me, it's definitely money is a vehicle to create experiences for the people in my life. That's how I see money.
Beautiful. Thank you. I totally agree. I prefer experiences to things. Now, you've basically answered my next questions. What's your purpose for money? I think we've got that covered. So let's skip to the third one. What's your best wealth building tip for our listeners?
The best wealth building tip comes from one of my mentors, and he's like, it's really hard to save your way into things. It's better to just have a vehicle that gives you that cash flow. So it's, to me, it's much harder to live a restricted life than it is to live a more abundant life with investing time into your own vehicle. Like with a and some of my clients have 9-to-5 jobs and everything. My belief is, you can't exit out of a 9-to-5. You can't sell a job to an investor or to or have multiples of that to another entity. But you can exit out of your own business, getting into having a business. And the business doesn't have to be big. It could be just like a little tool that's making $10,000 a month, you know, and you can exit out of that one day for multiples. So the biggest wealth building tip for me is to invest into vehicles that you can exit out of. And sometimes it doesn't look like your current job. It looks like investing into like a cash flowing asset that exists. And it doesn't have to be like the traditional real estate or anything like that. It could, right now with the internet being the way it is and how much access you have and how much information, you could have multiple of these little tiny teeny businesses exist for you. So you can spend your life doing what it is that you love, which is could be a hobby, you know, could be taking pictures or painting. So that's, to me, that's like the best wealth building tip, besides, you know, of course, getting a CPA that knows what he's talking about and being around friends who are of the mindset, of the same mindset.
That's a good, two more good plans. Thank you so much for coming, Kim. Now, if people want to learn more from you about one of the two things we talked about, where can they find you? How can people reach out to you?
I funnel everyone into the website groupconvert.com. Even if you aren't going to get the tool, if you sign up for the newsletter, you just opt in to just look around, you'll be getting emails from my world and you will be able to know more about me. Group Convert is spelled GROUPCONVERT, like converting your group, .com. Otherwise, my handle online is at Kim Possible Dang. So you can find me on Instagram. On Facebook is The Kim Possible Dang. And yes, it is kind of like the cartoon. Kim Possible. It's just the last name and dang, like dang it, because that's my real last name. I'm Vietnamese. But yeah, you can find me there. But go to groupconvert.com, give it a try. It's free, 14-day free trial, and collect some emails from a group. You can create a group in like 2 seconds on Facebook.
Awesome. Now I will share those links with this episode. So thank you so much for coming, Kim. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Have an amazing day.
Thank you, Florian, for having me today.
Thank you so much for listening to the Money and Business Hero podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode and you got some value from it. Please take a moment to leave a rating or even better, a review. That helps awesome people like you to find the show and me to produce more and even better episodes. And don't forget to subscribe. If you want to get regular free tips, tools, techniques on how to build wealth and financial freedom, or simply how to improve your financial life in all three pillars of financial success, join my free Money Hero Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/moneyhero. Find the link in the description, or find out more on the website moneyheroacademy.com. See you there.